What would you call those things that some people have in their houses for reducing the size of garbage and trash?
A trash compactor.
What is that noise?
That's the 5 o'clock whistle.
At what?
It used to be at the Alamo Iron Works, and it goes off at 8 o'clock when people come to work. And
terrific.
12 o'clock for lunch, and at 5 o'clock to tell them it's time to go home. And they got rid of it, or stopped using it. And the man who owns the major amusement park here, Jimmy Johnson, who's a public-minded citizen, thought, I mean, everyone had grown to depend on the whistle. So he got it, and he operates it now.
It's like ours?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's neat.
It's a public service.
Except for the 8 o'clock when I would think it's too neat if I want to sleep.
Oh, it's just when I get up, 8 o'clock.
That is really
so it's perfect.
It's a very strange sound, too. I don't think I've ever heard one like that.
It's some sort of an air whistle.
Okay, what would you call a big galvanized round thing that you throw your garbage or your trash in?
A trash can.
Okay. And what do you call the big square things that are out behind the shopping center that the truck comes along and lifts up and dumps it in the back?
I call them dipsy dumpsters.
Okay. is there another name for cigarettes?
Weeds.
Okay.
Smokes.
Okay. And now to change the theme, what do you call the car that takes a dead body from the funeral home or whatever to the cemetery?
A hearse.
Okay. And what do you call the guy who prepares the body for burial?
The undertaker.
Okay. And if people aren't buried in the ground, sometimes they just slide them in this vault kind of thing, and up this building where these things are is called a
crypt.
Okay. Is it for the whole building?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, back to rooms in the house. What would you call... this is jumping around. What would you call, a room... what would you call a room that's enclosed, but it's designed to receive maximum sunlight?
A solarium.
Okay. What would you call an informal room in the house for relaxing and watching TV and stuff like that?
A den.
Okay. And what would you call a room that has a toilet and a sink, but no bathtub or shower?
A powder room.
Okay. What sorts of stoves and furnaces have you had in... Have you just lived in one house here in Central Hill? What? Did you tell me what kind of stove you all had?
We had gas, open gas heaters.
Uh-huh. The whole time you lived there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you all ever have air conditioning?
No.
Can you tell me about air conditioning in general, whether you live in a house like this or not, how they get the air to circulate?
It's, well, if you have window units, there's just the window unit in the room, and you hope that the air gets around. Otherwise, if you have central air conditioning, you have ductwork, you know, under the floors or in the walls.
Uh-huh.
And that's all theoretically done to distribute the air properly.
Uh-huh. What about for heating? Do they do it the same way or something like
that? Yeah. For heating, it's the same way, although you have to use a different duct system.
Okay. what would you call the kind of house that has probably about three rooms, and I mean just three rooms, and like from the front door would be here, and the rooms are just like this, straight back, and all the doors are open, you can just see straight through the house.
It's a shotgun house.
Okay.